Good.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the best podcast in the land. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Neighborhood Watch BW. I got my boy Nev right here.
What's good to my Nick?
How's it, bro? How's it, bro?
Easy Jazz. What's up, my people? The neighbors. What's up, neighbors? Hey, yes. Hello. Can I borrow some brown sugar?
We don't have our third amigo here.
Oh, she says she's going to be late. But...
All right, we'll see.
That's Nicole Martinez. And of course, welcome to the Neighborhood Watch Podcast.
Episode number 24, guys. Episode number 24. Please tell me or show me who else has 24 episodes of anything.
Who?
Tell me who.
Let's go.
Eish. All right. Before we begin, guys, I just want to say a special shout out to Tefo Moeti. You guys should check out that interview. It is dope. It is up on our Facebook and YouTube. You can also listen to it on all podcasts and streaming platforms, guys. Tefo. Shout out to Tefo, guys. Dope interview.
Optimus Prime.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, the one that got me, though, was the Morgan Freeman one.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
You did that very
good. Man, gave me chills, bro. Gave me chills, fam.
So go check that out. That is the interview, of course. But today, of course, we're doing trending topics. Of course, I sound like Dwag Girl now.
Hey man, bro.
Without further ado, the first thing that I would like us to talk about.
Wait,
is
how's everything, bro? How's everything?
It was good. I had a nice week.
Yeah.
Some clientele came through.
Yeah.
So soon there'll be improvements here, because you know,
Guap. You
gotta invest. When you make the money, you invest in the shenanigans. 100%. So yeah, I had a show on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was a women's conference thingy. I don't know what I was doing at a women's conference.
Yeah.
But I was doing the sound.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was doing the sound. Hosted by Bantu Gold.
Bantu Gold
is a clothing label here in the BW.
Do they have a page?
Yes, they should.
Maybe you can check out the page. I don't know Bantu Gold.
I didn't actually.
I give a eat.
Yeah, they hosted a women's thingy where Samantha Mohore pulled up.
Ah, that's dope.
She does some like talking and stuff. And
Bantu Gold.
Yeah. Bantu Gold. I'll show you just now. If it comes out,
it's all about Alright, let's check it out.
So they hosted this item where they had young girls.
Let's see, maybe they might have young social women media
talking. Yeah,
Women's Wednesday is episode one.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Samantha Mohwe and Refa Solutions for taking time to speak and educate the ladies in attendance.
Yeah.
What is it about? It's like women empowerment stuff.
Yeah, you know, young women.
Yeah.
Coming together and having a couple of older women.
Yeah.
Giving them advice.
Were there some pink shorties?
Pink.
Pink.
Pang.
Babante.
Yo, I don't know that that's what people say nowadays.
Pang, bro. Pang. Pang.
Damn. Hey. Now I feel old. Shit. But come on, man. They were honeys, dog. Of course there were honeys, dog.
Let's see the photos.
Come on now. It was pretty dope. We had some performances.
Yeah.
A couple of...
La Sante restaurant.
Yeah.
Where
at
is that?
La Sante restaurant.
Where
that's
is that?
At the CBD. Yeah. Where the new parking lot is. That you know that parking lot in Yangodi. At the Zambezi Towers.
Zambezi Towers. Okay.
Opposite the main CBD. Okay. You said the cinema thingy.
Komasa. Hey.
The building next to it.
Okay, I think
on this side. Where there's like that parking lot thingy.
Go on that room 52 thing.
No.
But
yeah, we were at there. Which is also
when I went to smash your purse, I got like, we see you.
This honey was performing.
Who's this? How many
Emma, I think. She's wearing Bantu Gold.
Hey, that looks dope.
That's a jacket that designed dope, by bro. Bantu Gold. So these guys really, they're creating a platform to have new acts performing, and also a place where, you know, there's something to gain, not just a turn up. You actually learn something. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then, yeah, the entertainment was dope. She was the MC. I forgot her name. Marang, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was pretty dope. That's also a Bantu Gold t-shirt. And he was performing.
Hey, shout out to them, bro. Yeah. Shout out to them.
It was pretty dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was me on Wednesday. What were you doing?
Hey, what was that on Wednesday? Oh, shit. So on Tuesday, I did an interview with Hub TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was representing the organization I'm with, Action for Jobs. Yeah. Mm. So I was just giving them the lowdown on what we're doing. And it was pretty dope. You know, I got to share with them that, hey, nefawa banka imunuluta bangalakha. So I was just sharing them that, so Action for Jobs, it offers a number of services. All one film production, we could talk about TV as well. You know, we do music videos, we also do advertising, we do a number of things centered around creativity. We also do publishing music as well.
Yeah,
we also do music publishing.
One time for Action for Jobs.
Yeah, though, it was pretty dope, man. It was pretty dope because it was the first time. Well, it was the second time that we've made a public interview. The first time around was when Gabriel was talking to Witsi Mokobe Nuggets.
Mokobe Nuggets, no.
Podcast Amdalol.
He owns
Mokobe Plaza, Oko CBD. Gabriel was on that one, and then I did the interview. It aired on Wednesday. You guys can check it out on Hub TV. They have a Facebook page. I was told that they born in the main audience. I didn't know.
The guy who owns Hub TV started with Hub Magazine.
Yeah.
So from the magazine, he moved into like digital advertising on Kombis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got like a license or a sponsorship to have screens installed in a number of Kombis.
Hey, man, that's so cool. And also that it's going to reach up to more than 100,000 people.
That's that exclusive content approach that he's taken, because now those Kombis are forced to play that only.
And people are forced to watch because how does an elastic time? You can't help but watch.
Innovation.
Like, you can't. Hey,
innovation.
Hey, you think we should do the same thing, bro?
Hell yeah. It's a good model. If you have the money for it, can you buy 100 screens and put them in 100 Kombis?
I mean, we can talk to someone to help us out.
Holla at Cedar. Get a sponsor from Cedar. There's a business idea. Take the time. Do that.
Yeah, so that's what and BK was on the following day. His ad yesterday. So you can check it out. BK knows a shitload load about film, guys. I feel like BK knows more about film than anyone else I've ever met, bro. So you guys can check it out on Hub TV on that Facebook page.
Yeah, man. So
biggest word of business. How to get honeymoon?
The day of business, yeah.
Going back to clubs. Shit, man. I can't cut that cigar capillary. I've never been there.
I've never been there either.
Hey, I don't live so far, really.
Never been there. But I've been there, let's say, at the time where, like, it's
popular.
No, an event happening was I was just there Mutsakhar type thing.
Oh, okay.
Then I went out, but like I've never went out at night to Galavant.
Maybe that was out this weekend. Hey, my weekend was lit, dog. Hey man, the way His eyes, the conviction in his eyes. Go to Lemurile. We said, go around.
He's like, yo, look.
I thought we're
going to go. I'm not fucking around.
Look.
I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you.
Hey, look, I'm being for real. Come on. Shit, man.
Come on. We are dead.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Because
it's been 2 years now.
Oh, my God. It's been
almost 2 years.
Oh my goodness. I think, you know, there's obviously the concern that you got to be a mature person about it and think about it. Okay, half of the country is barely vaccinated.
Only, I think, 30-something percent.
You know.
Yeah.
And half of the economy has disappeared. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, there's two ways to think about it maturely. And of course, there's the philosophic, oh, it's about time, the mind, we need to let loose, hey, this will bring back power. Yeah, you know, so I'm good either way, because it's like, moana, we need change.
I get my little Nova Torix, the speaker on our hotel.
Yes, they're gone. This is the base beanie, by the way. You can come get grab it.
Oh, you're still selling,
but everything is gone.
How are you gonna do your gigs then?
I agree, you reinvest. I'm reinvesting into live streaming equipment.
Okay.
As you can see, us doing these things and stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, that'll be the service instead.
Okay, here's what I think.
Innovation, baby.
Okay, if I'm being honest, at some point, you're going to have to open up, if I'm being honest. Because you can't close it forever. Because of a number of reasons. Number one, the government hasn't done a great job of vaccinating people, of which I have my opinion about vaccines is a whole different topic, but hey, the government hasn't done enough to vaccinate people around. But apparently Botswana's vaccination rate is one of the best in Africa, of which I was surprised. Khatwa were up there with Morocco and South Africa.
Let me ask you this. CNN said 2 million vaccines have been delivered to Botswana.
Okay,
so that conviction, yagore, we are the most in Africa. What? Wouldn't something tell you that's fabricated?
Yeah, I think it's. I care the president even lied, maloba.
Exactly. So we all know the situation at hand. It's not ideal for us to look at stats. They publish one, and it's like, guys, we know
people
the truth.
Lie, bro.
Yeah,
the president lies.
We know the truth.
Facts.
Yeah. Like,
so and another thing is, obviously, when that happens, Corey, there's no clear path, Corey. What's going to get better first? You get what I mean? If you can't guarantee someone, okay, this is what I'm going to do, Kanakoe. You can only hold your breath for so long.
Yeah.
Like, could you have gone another 6 months?
6 months without gigging, without...
Eventually, it's going to get to a point whereby some people, they've given up. They've decided to do other things that...
Yeah.
You know, back to it's car music or whatever to do, go do other things.
Yeah,
so I want to like, something has got to give. So, and I welcome the decision. And I think also we need to be responsible citizens. We need to take care of ourselves.
I think I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think that's not fair.
On what?
For us to have to take a certain amount of responsibility when a huge chunk of it belongs to a certain percentage of people in the country.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, well, here's what I mean in terms of responsibility. You should continue to sanitize, to wear your mask where you're supposed to.
I agree, that one you agree. You shouldn't be reckless.
And rap, I feel like it's a good thing that we'll get to go to clubs and have a good time rather than going to secret locations. Repeat Ileko, and then that's where it's an
secret location.
What?
Family pin if, location.
If you are able to track the disease, the virus, whatever, it's never to go sega. People can come and say, okay, nekeloko sega kazi. It's not like secret location whereby it's any guy COVID, and then you can't say because neli PT lawa one.
Yes.
There,
I would say now people have a responsibility. Just party responsibly.
Go
to the right places, do the right things, and come back on time. There's still a curfew, right?
No, there won't be a curfew.
After
the one, back to normal. Businesses will be running. dinako tsa before COVID e sho fosha mswipe about because ne ke lo kosang kha ya kona couch mana ka Saturday the music stopped playing at 7 they stopped selling booze at 7 though ka 7 ka 7 mona
7
we got there at around 6 we were there ka 10 past 6 man we literally sat for 50 minutes I was like ah vibe sule ebrela rara rhapsodies bro
amen
Ish, man, I met this ping hun, but anyways, that's another story.
Ping ting.
Hey, what
yeah.
Yeah.
I
man. Damn, man, that girl was telling me her life story. Hey, Ish.
Yeah.
I mean, Ish.
She was opening up.
Man, she had a fat ass dog. Yay!
Okay. Yeah,
dog. Yeah, so that's what I have to say about... Kanto go buse tsa tmana.
Ba tlo tla mogolo gape.
Ke ra batho ba re bone se
ka. Eh ba re bona ga.
Eh okay, how do you guys? Sorry guys. Yeah guys, so let us know what you think. Are you happy? Are you sad about obviously, hey, lead to me to cuz. And another thing is dog, this helps us because we can even consider shooting the podcast in the evening cuz we're not under pressure ya curfew again.
Yeah.
You get them yeah, and even more spaces to go shoot as well, you know.
Yeah. Hey man, you want to check out some Yama performances
or who will be performing?
Yes,
yeah, sure,
that's what I meant to say. Let's we're getting it. Some
it's gonna be wait,
who would you like to see performing?
Ah man, now you're gonna say back about twilight. Yeah. Now I want to see some new people, bro. Honestly, I want to see some new people, dog.
Yeah.
Dada Kavi, no man. Kavi, it's a Dada Kavi. Man.
Ish, he's not nominated. I get it, this one is but based on last year's people. Something like that.
Fuck, man.
I hope it loads. Am I on the right page? Or that one?
Is this the one? I think it's different. This is different.
Insta. Okay, who do you think is performing?
Obviously the usual, Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. Is there a usual?
Band Ubuntu? They should.
Ubuntu band?
Yeah. Who else? Montserrepa.
The usual
suspects, dog. The usual suspects.
Oh, I think this is the one now. Check it out, yo.
Nefata rekadi headset later on.
Headset.
Headphones.
You want big ones?
Headset ke go headphone ke go.
Hey, one more.
Hey, now one big ones, and so that we look more podcasting.
More podcaster. Yeah. Podcastish.
More podcastish.
Samantha Mokoi. Okay, we're looking for the performances. You didn't announce.
Man, they should be. I saw flyers.
Yeah.
They should
be. Hey, there we go.
No, there's a nominee. They're not performing.
People choice.
There's a nominee.
And see.
There's another nominee.
Okay. Where are the performances?
There should be one. There should be one. I saw them.
Evan.
Not about to jam it.
That's all. Okay. Tonight, Sanya. Nope.
Baby, tonight. Dun, dun.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, he's performing.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Usual suspects.
This is not where you usual suspect.
William.
He's just starting to perform. Like, how many performances is it?
Tinto Dileling.
Last year, he hasn't been a usual suspect. I think after
House No Bulele, it'll probably be the first time he has to perform these songs in front of a crowd. Shit, hey, shout out to him though. Shout out to you, bro.
Which song do you think he's performing?
Man, Tinto.
Okay.
Yeah. Tinto.
He has to.
Hey, man.
That's one.
Tinto is fire, dog.
Dance competition. Hey, we want performance. Give us performance.
I think about it later. Okay.
Kwesen.
Yeah, I told you. Usual suspects. Kwesen.
Yeah, but we passed them earlier.
It's late for the dude, dog.
Hey.
Hey, it's late for the dude. Because when you think Kwesen, you think of her.
You think of the honey.
The voice.
You do.
Yeah.
No, but I got to give it to them. Lately, the performances, they did a performance at the Mascom something, something.
What's that?
It was like a live session show.
Yeah.
They pre-shoot and yeah. And then they also did a performance for FNB around last year, somewhere there. They've started to balance the performance, like who does most space mic time.
Yeah.
They give each other chances, and it's not just baby girl throughout. But
I
on the last songs that they released, you're right. Like just the hit song,
yeah.
If that's what they're gonna perform, I think Mpuledi's. Yeah.
You think of the girl.
70% of the song.
And she's a judge on Miss Botswana again.
She's a judge as well. So doing the things, baby girl.
That's what I'm saying. How about it's late for the dude.
It's late for the dude.
If I'm being honest, it's late for the dude.
I don't. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
You know the honey's name?
I don't know. I
know the honey's name. Oratile.
Oratile, okay. Shout out Oratile.
More points to me.
Let them podcast, guys, you know. No hate. We all love you.
Come through. Let's check out one more performer. One last performer, and then
I think by it's an F.
No, there has to be. Oh, man. Just.
You see, this is where it reveal. Starts.
Ah.
This what you're going.
You see?
Oh, okay. Flyboy Q.
Ah, this one is obvious.
Jordan Muzi.
Oh, this one is obvious.
Can't they?
India.
Oh!
They're gonna perform in India.
Kids, Jordan Muzi. Flyboy Q, Kiwapina. Go in India.
Hey, India. Go on.
Go
in. Go on, India.
I like that, so I don't wanna lie. I like that.
Yeah,
Jordan Muzi is alright. He's alright.
He's pretty dope.
Luthor to wear Nike, it's all Iran, but
he's a rapper, dog. FME. He's a rapper. I mean, like, people know him for the raps.
Okay.
Yeah.
What raps? Where are they? Where can we find them?
I mean, like,
music?
They have good songs, but yeah, you're right. Not a lot of people know.
Exactly.
Him. He used to be Elbow. He used to go by the name Elbow.
Elbow.
Yeah. And he changed his name to Luther October.
Okay.
His actual real names.
I dog.
So
shout out to
he's
you.
He's part of FME, and Jordan is on his own. Flyboy Q is on his own. But it's Flyboy Q's song.
Jordan,
you really would.
You never know. You know, something interesting. I was watching Hot Game.
Yeah.
Podcast and show with Meiji.
Yeah.
Did you know that fire? Go on the fire.
Yeah. Dallas.
Dallas Elite. It's actually that guy's song.
Max's song.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
It's actually that guy's song.
Hey.
But because they put Dallas now, we thought that Kara Dallas.
They were like,
come on. H man.
Hey man.
H dog. You'd be surprised.
So yeah, those are the Yama performances.
Yeah.
I think we pretty much know who's gonna perform what. But if you have a different feel of it, let us know what you think they're going to perform, which songs they're going to perform, or which songs you would like them to perform. Yama!
Hey, and then you're talking about You Pig, dog, before we started shooting.
You Pig!
Hey, what are they doing?
It's interesting, actually. You Pig. We're watching you, You Pig. They teamed up with, I don't know what it is, but they look like an advertising or market or PR company. It's called 90 something. I don't know,
1921.
So what You Pick is doing is show them, You Pick, show them. No, not that one. Oh, I minimized my bed. There it is. Aha. Just and five.
Iran F.
Yeah. Technology. Let me just do this. So yeah, You Pick is having a varsity tour.
Yeah.
Where they're going around and telling people about You Pick services. And how you can subscribe. I don't know. I guess that's what they're doing. And I found it interesting because. What am I looking for?
Man, you picking my hair here, man. No, now I'm gonna say they can't reach out to us if Ruba Rumela deal over so if I did man. Ah man, let my hair here, you pick.
Yeah. You are kinda. Okay, yeah. So this let me show you.
1921, let's see.
Yeah, 1921. Where is it? Where did they start talking about this thing? Okay, it is here. They use the cliche advertising approach, I think, which is get fly honeys, promo girls,
yeah,
and to go around, which works to some degree. How do you spell 19, bro?
It's different.
Yeah, there it is.
1920. Yeah. Can't tell me any campaign.
1921. That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to. How the local servers. I don't know what that is. So 1921 tour crew was at Baisakho College. Good vibes. Great giveaways. Happy. Okay. So I'm guessing.
Hey, wait. How? When was this?
This week. That's at Baisakho. Baisakho always has people.
Hey, come on, our school.
Come on, our school. They were having a nice, good time. That's you pick them. So now my question is, okay, who's 1920? What have they done?
What are they doing?
Why? How did they get the thing to do the thing?
What?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there was a time when UPIC was asking for companies to submit profiles for
what?
PR services and stuff.
So they do PR?
I
want to know something. I'm sure these people have contacts.
PR company. It wouldn't be smart.
Okay, we boosters with the number. I wanna see what the number is.
See, beautiful girls.
Paintings, rules.
Painting.
Ping.
We are coming to your varsity. UB, IDM, Boto, Baisakho. They're gonna do quite a couple.
Ah man, my school is not here, bro.
Office. As
there's no BAC as well.
For my information. As you're gonna get
over there. I page.
Okay, you only 7677. So simple. So 19 is doing that varsity tour for UPIC, and I really want to know if anybody is gonna subscribe. Cause
all right, now
y'all gotta make it worth it.
So
the only way to make it worth it is to have content like this. But y'all don't.
What should I say? What should I say?
Hello.
I introduce myself.
Yeah, you
neighborhood watch.
This nigga's doing this right now. Yeah.
I wanna know.
Yeah, you just say, yo, yeah, I do a podcast, it's called Neighborhood Watch, and I'd like to know about 1921.
Okay.
What do you guys do? You know, because I'm interested. You're recording now, so you gotta tell her you're on my podcast.
Here's a free announcement from Matt.
Oh,
the subscriber you have dialed is unavailable.
Okay.
Please try again later. Okay. This is a free announcement from Matt.
Okay. You're fucked.
Hope I did.
Well, okay, cool. We tried.
Ish.
But yeah, if you got any more information, because look, big savings that help you face the future. They do marketing. The graphics are pretty nice.
Bro, hey, they're nice. I don't want to lie.
The graphics are pretty nice. They're consistent on that.
Hey.
The pictures are nice. You see? Ting ting.
Why you not jam me so
hard?
Hey. What means?
No.
Hey, me can no kako monte. Man, you have more writing.
That all cute, dog. Come on now.
Yes, they are, but now.
Don't play yourself.
What more writing, bro? Hey, man. I don't shit. My shit is.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just. Well, I'd like to know what 1921 saving rewards convenience like these graphics.
Are you a varsity saying for only 50 people can register? Let's get discounts. I'll see 10 times your monthly subscription. For what?
For what? Are you a varsity student studying in Botswana? For only 50 pula a month, you can register for the 1921 Student Lifestyle Card and get discounts that will save you up to 10 times more monthly subscription. Subscription for what, guys? Let me see. They have a website. Oh, it's a Facebook. No, it's a website. Yes. All right. For only 50 pula per month, join our loyalty program and receive your Student Lifestyle Plus discount card. Only available to college and varsity students. Student Lifestyle. What the fuck is this? What is Student Lifestyle?
What does it mean? It's vague, bro.
What are we subscribing to?
It's vague. Like, what is it? It's not clear.
Student Lifestyle Loyalty Card for college and varsity students. Our Student Lifestyle Card allows you to access to discounts and promotions at your favorite hangout spots and preferred service provider. If you are a social butterfly and you want to and you want more value for your money, join the Student Lifestyle program to get your membership card.
So you can get discounts off like booze and stuff and clothes and
I guess at
airtime
at stores that they have
website that went in somewhere.
Nice. Okay, it's not clear, but you know, oh, these are the stores, some of our listed service providers.
Hey,
Lekorama,
hey, Ebenso, Lifestyle, The
Pub
Meeting,
and Shishanyama, Deluxe Cabs. All right.
Okay. So if you subscribe with them, you get discounts on these places.
You get discounts at Norwich Cabs, Rhapsody's. Mona.
This sounds like my type of thing, bro.
But you ain't a student no more.
I'm not a student
anymore.
Go back to school. Fuck school, bro. Man, my podcasting now.
Okay, this is interesting.
Man, God,
this
though,
is very interesting,
you know
dog.
You know what? I gotta try again, bro.
This looks dope.
I gotta try again.
That's why I wear the neighborhood watch. We stay watching.
Okay, let's try again.
What's up?
Is a free announcement from Mascom. The subscriber you have dialed is unavailable.
Free numbers from Mascom.
Come in, we don't have. It sounds like, man, we should reach out to these people and see if we can do something together.
Yeah, that'll be dope.
Because this is our market, you know.
That'll be dope.
Young people.
Young the people, them. And our logo looks pretty nice. I'd like to see it here. You know,
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So, UPIC.
And then next thing,
doing the things.
Hey, shout out to UPIC. Even though, labor alone. Miss Botswana. So Miss Botswana shared. They shared all videos on all the 30 girls that are up for the title of Miss Botswana.
This.
There's this girl. Her name is Dabilo Moses.
You already have favorites.
Ah, man, that girl is beautiful, man.
Okay, which one is it?
Tama.
Let me show the people them. Yeah, this is where we at. Hanigalo.
Kane no kare. Erdeze banyana la go am.
Erdeze banyana. Yeah, what is? Kita tsolona bo bo Miguel. Let's call our I'm here for you. If you need a shoulder to cry on, if you need a bless up, guys, I'll be everything. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Holla to Jesus.
Let me check it. Which one is it? Oh, there she is.
There she fucking is. Oh.
Wait, is it on?
Eh?
They see?
Yeah, they are watching.
Okay.
Hey, I'm your how intimate. I'm your Miss Botswana 2021. And this is why.
Ne go atatefo later.
Hey, Akiri! Mona!
Ne go atatefo.
We had a sit down with the ladies. This is why you should vote for Emily. That shit is hard, dog.
Man, it's not easy.
It's not easy, dog. Yo. Okay, so, Arukling. I like the music so
Hello,
far.
Hello, Botswana. My name is...
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh,
oh, yes.
Girl.
Oh, yes. Like, oh, yes. Come on. Man, you did the things. You did the thank yous. It looks dope. It sounds dope. I'm already... Oh, man, I'm happy, man.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the... production value.
I'm talking about the girl, bro.
Sharp, but I want to review. You know me, dog. Okay, I want to critique every little thing. But yeah, baby girl, I see you.
Ish, man.
Yeah, so far, so good. Because, you know, you would have probably had a distaste if there was bad noise.
Yeah,
or
100%.
If the lighting was bad.
100%.
You know what I mean? So, like,
this looks good.
This looks dope.
Yeah.
It sounds dope. It looks dope so far. Keep talking.
Hello, Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Dabilo Onkarabile Moses, a 21-year-old student studying broadcasting in
I'm 24,
at
you know.
Lemkonkweni University of Creative and Innovative Studies.
Okay.
I am not just a model.
Yeah.
I'm a writer. I'm a poet.
Oh, shit, no, me too. Me too. Like, perfect match already, my nigga. Perfect match.
It's a match.
Hey, man,
you know,
right now.
Now you have a reason. This is why they had to do this before they asked us to vote.
Yeah, gamu votela right now. I'm a big votela.
Simple. It was simple. It was that simple.
Hey, no. Hey, I'm biased, guys.
You got the number, right? Let's watch the rest of it. It's just 3 minutes.
Call me a jack of all trades because I'm a master of them all.
Yes, you are.
I've always made it clear.
Bless your
what
heart.
What I stand for. Who I stand for. I believe that teenagers or the youth of today is being missed.
Okay, I have a little pet peeve. You see over here, it doesn't blend. They should have put like a logo here. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that
it looks out of place.
It just looks out of place.
It looks like ours. Man. No offense.
But, hey, what did you say? Come on now. put respect on me now. Put some respect on me. This guy. Hey, bro, come on. The little things, details, Baba. But yeah, I was listening to you, baby girl. What were you saying?
Teenagers or the youth of today is being misunderstood.
Okay.
Misunderstood for people that like attention, people that want to be spoon fed,
these
people
kids
that are lazy.
Mm.
That's not
SMS MB08.
Our youth.
She's Gen Z, 21, right?
MB08.
Gen Z.
17.
Yo, this is wild, bro. When I feel old.
Yeah, old, nigga. Hey, a good man. Hey. Gen Z. Like 10 years.
Dog.
10?
What
damn
the
it.
Fuck?
Or the youth of nowadays isn't attention hungry. And it's not that they're being recalcitrant. Which has been difficult.
Being what?
Are what?
Hey.
Hey. Are. Okay, Savulu.
Recalcitrant.
Okay, Savulu.
And it's not that they're being recalcitrant, which has been difficult to control. That's not the case.
What?
Recalcitrant. Hey, we need to Google this word, bro. I need to. I'm Googling this.
Recalcitrant. Recalcitrant.
Eish, girl, if you're making up English words like, hey, go to worry. I can see you vote.
Recalcitrant. Hey, Kalev.
Yeah?
Kalev.
Recalcitrant.
Having an obstinately uncooperative attitude towards authority or
discipline. Hey, it's a go!
Recalcitrant.
Recalcitrant.
She's smart! She's smart, Mona! Zabula! She's smart! Boy, watch out! Yay! Yo! No! Hey, baby girl, no, Tamile, daughter, give a talk.
Hey, Lena, dog.
But you are a very smart one. Recalcitrant. All right.
And it's not that they're being recalcitrant, which has been difficult to control. That's not the case.
No.
Study has shown that the youth is being demised by depression. Depression leading to suicide.
Yep. I voted.
Causes pain.
Man, I'm like, the bunta come here.
Yeah.
That's never.
You did the thing, my nigga.
I bought it for you, girl.
Are you sure they saw that? They didn't see that. Show them. You voted, Munna. My nigga. Done.
I voted for you, girl. You better win.
Evidence.
Going to heal unless it is spoken. It brings me to my second group. First, it was the youth. The second group that I stand for is the young ones. Botswana. Lore, Lorja, Lo Salimiti.
Ish. That's Moses. That's Moses when I
speak your tongue, girl.
Hey, man. Lore, Lore, Lo Salimiti. Lore, Lo Salimiti.
Lojue, Lo Salimiti.
Lore, Lojue, Lo Salimiti.
Yeah, something like that. All right. I've heard it and I keep forgetting what it means, but it's not the first time I heard that. But
it's like discipline your child.
Beat them. Beat it out of
them. Hey, I don't believe in that, bro.
Out.
First, it was the youth. The second group that I stand for is the young ones. Botswana, Lore, Lorja,
Lo Salimiti.
It's very important for us to know how to love our children at an early age, because that's where everything begins.
Okay.
The other group that I may say that I stand for and with is our elders. Our elders have something that we should preserve.
Something.
And in order to preserve...
What is something, baby?
She should have dropped.
Tell me. I'm listening. You see, I care. So I just want to understand. Like, what do you mean by something?
Are it's a video. I'm talking to this video, Kare. She's actually here, though. Like, we're just talking to the screen, fam. Like,
niggas get related.
Others have something that we should preserve. Yeah. And in order to preserve what they have, the teachings.
Oh, yes.
The heritage.
The knowledge. It begins wisdom.
With us taking care of them.
Tell them.
Another important thing that is very close to my heart.
Another important thing that is very close bless your to my heart, heart mm-hmm. is the young ladies. Young ladies that cannot afford to buy
Diablo!
Important Diablo! And I found it fit to make sure that I buy as much as sanitary pads that I can afford. And also, I've been receiving more from you guys, and thank you for that. And this to the ladies that need them. If you need sanitary pads, just let me know, and I will come to your rescue. Having understood what I stand for and what I stand with, Botswana, please vote for me. To vote for me.
My nigga, I'm impressed, bro.
You are?
I'm impressed. Yo, this is... Yo. Like, one, she's beautiful. That's obvious. Two, she is focused on a plan. She has a plan. Already she's doing things didn't need her in the competition.
Yeah.
And she knows how to explain herself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I care about the kids. I care about the elders. I care about... Come on, I'm everybody's, you know, I'm Miss Botswana. Hallelujah me. Let me get this crown.
Please send MB08217272.
Somebody did.
Thank you so much.
There we go. Listen. You remember people were complaining that, yo, at least they should be smiling in the pictures. Yeah.
You think they changed that one because
but
of
Botswana were also saying that in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
fair enough.
Now they're like, they're listening to... Yo, shut out!
She has a beautiful smile.
Shut out! Miss Botswana. Yeah, fuck. She has a beautiful smile. But yeah, shout out to Miss Botswana.
I wonder if she's single.
Dude. How the fuck are we supposed to know? But yeah, anyway. Yeah. Shout out to Miss Botswana
for doing this.
The videos, having the honey smile... consistency, everybody's getting makeup, lighting, all that. So, this is dope. If you want to check out more, just go to the
I think we have time
Facebook.
For another one.
One more.
Yeah, because we don't
have... I want to buy a select tag.
Let's do another one. Can you do someone
who
live in Botoke?
Who?
I don't know. Your home girl, Palesa.
Palesa.
This girl, Pearl, she's pretty, bro. But anyway, Palesa's fine. Man.
It's gotta be unearthing
damn
a
it.
New
hers
jewel.
Hers has 12,000 views.
Already.
Hey, Kanda's 10,000 more than that girl, the Davilo.
She get two.
She got 2.1.
Dimalang Botswana kolapeng.
Dimalang.
Dimalaka, kepa le samulefe.
I am a Miss Botswana top 30 finalist, and hopefully the new jewel that
hey, she's giving me mom vibes with those earrings though.
Mom vibes.
Hey, like you don't see it.
Yeah, I see it.
You
I
see it,
it
I can.
Yes. Yeah, hey. It, I see it. Bless your heart.
As a child, I had always admired Miss Botswana Queens. Mm-hmm. I grew up and I realized that Miss Botswana was more than just a beauty pageant. Mm-hmm. It is a platform for young women to forge into any field and forge ahead.
Well, man, this girl
is spoken, man.
There's a difference. You can tell. Like, no, like it's clear that you can tell what this girl has done.
Media
speaking
training,
a lot.
Media training.
Because she speaking, acts yeah. and other stuff. Blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. So you can tell the difference is because the first girl, Davilo, was like, stuttering. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
but you, it's like, and then
she's like
boom.
Okay, look, let's just
you know,
knock them out.
Hey, that's a well-spoken dog, I don't know.
Well-spoken.
Okay, she gets my vote, bro.
As I grew up, I realized that Miss Botswana is more than just a beauty pageant. It's a platform for young women to foray into and...
Editor guy.
Forge ahead.
She already said that.
Osinze.
No, the editor. They probably did like a couple of takes.
Yeah, 100%.
And chopped them up and whatnot.
Put it
so
together.
This guy, he put the same thing twice.
Gema.
Hey, editor.
That Miss Botswana was more than just a beauty pageant. It is a platform for young women to forge into
it.
Anything
and, then
and forge ahead. As I grew up, I realized
she
that Miss Botswana is more than just a beauty pageant.
Editor fucked up.
Editor.
And forge ahead. A platform for us as young women to mm-hmm. voice our choices and opinions.
Yes.
Life has unexpected dynamics.
Nice outfit.
Mwana. With like with this, with
hey,
the
shout
stands,
out
the queen stands.
I voted for you.
Hey,
yeah, see, I voted yeah. for you. I don't care.
Yeah, live right here, right here. Ah, nah, yeah, nah. This is
nice outfit,
this is
bro.
Proper, man. This
and
is.
And we are
I'm
all fighting.
I think this girl's gonna end up in top
that
3.
Affect our everyday lives. Adaptation has never been more important.
You know what I'm glad of? If she wins, I hope people are not gonna start giving. Oh, she's our what's her name? The essay, Miss Essay. Miss Essay.
I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that
hey,
honey.
Man, hey,
yeah,
no.
yeah, yeah, she's fine too. But what I'm trying to say is, I think she did the short hair because it looks dope on her. She knows.
Yeah,
it brings
her.
Out A. You
it's
know what
her.
I mean? Not because she's trying to be like that.
Yeah.
Honey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
when
what you
people,
mean.
Kind of people can be spiteful for no reason, dog.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, she was trying to be the new Miss Essay.
Essay,
but it's like, nah, dog. She genuinely looks dope with the short hair.
Yeah, bro. It suits her.
And that is why this mental health project is aimed at equipping people and educating them on problem solving and healthy coping mechanisms, as well as illuminating the value of mental health in our society.
I care.
I am living proof that when you know better, you do better.
Mm-hmm.
I am a strong, driven, passionate, and proudly creative queen. And I would love to be your next Miss Botswana. So let's take this step together. And rather than being told what to do, let's engage one another in making Botswana a better place, not just for us, but for generations to come. Thank you. To vote for me and make me your next Miss Botswana, SMS MB11 to 172-72.
Picture.
That is MB11 to 172-72. Galibur.
Yes. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank
hey,
you.
Obland.
Mona, thank you. Oh, man. These pictures are dope, man.
They're much better
these
than
the
first
ones. These are
the ones
they should have
And
released.
They're consistent.
Yo.
The angle and the smiling.
The angles.
And the smiling. What?
Somebody is listening. Somebody's taking advice. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you mean.
Hey, Shmuna.
How about you, Claudita?
Miss Botswana and team.
Shout out
to y'all, man. Y'all are doing the thing.
You guys can
check it out
at the Facebook page.
Yeah, check out the Facebook page there for more videos. Hey.
Before we move on to the song, I want to check out that. Shout out to Obangan. Shout out to Mposi Wina. She's gonna be performing at the inaugural Amapiano Awards. What's your favorite Amapiano song?
Ish, that's a hard one, dog. But I think
give me three. You like?
I like three. I like that John Wick.
Okay.
I like that John Wick. Oh, actually, I like the guy who does the John.
Them two. Wick,
so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That dude is heavy. I like. There's a the song that I discovered the other day. Sasa Class did the hook. Yeah, yeah, Savan. Savan naga monate. Savan naga ito berge.
I've heard it on the radio.
Yeah. I fuck with that song.
Okay,
it's pretty
which
dope.
That's okay,
pretty.
Third one.
And then the third one. You know, I'm not really in touch, in tune with the new ones, but my all-time favorite Mapiano song would probably be some, but one of the Something Soweto songs.
Okay.
Like, all for right. me, he made piano something special.
For me, I like, this is, ish man, didn't man, them two, the Ghost. Hey, that one is heavy, bro. Ghost. And then, there's this guy calls Diesel 729.
Diesel, okay.
Bacolela, something like that. Ish, and then, ish man, nah. Hey man, it's hard. Man, didn't see man. Mapula. Basta 929.
Uh-huh.
The Mapula. Ish man, yeah. This was a. But shout out to Mposi Bina.
Yo man, she doing the things, man.
We appreciate
man.
You, dog.
Man, she'll be performing.
Can
at
ask
the
you a
first
question?
One. Can she's Mposi obviously Bina? Gonna perform.
Mposi Bina, you know? Has been nominated for Yamas and nominated for the SA Amapiano Awards. Like. Is she based in Botswana? Is she based in South Africa? Like, which is which? Now I wanna know.
She's based in
what?
Bots.
Okay.
But you know, when you, it's just like how your Nasty C's or your Burna Boys can get Grammy nominated, BET nominated, but they're based in Nigeria.
But that's different.
That's the same thing.
It's
she has to. She's
thing.
Growing her wings.
Okay.
So the only way to do that is to leave Bots.
Okay, then can the same thing be said about that girl called Sampa the Great?
Sampa the Great.
You remember? We talked about it.
No, I got the thing is, Sampa the Great relocated.
Hey.
What's that?
Hey.
And Samantha didn't. Not Samantha. Mposi Bina hasn't relocated.
Okay.
She's, you know, fairly living in both places. But once you've, like, disappeared for 7 years plus
hey.
From Botswana, I wouldn't consider you a Botswana artist. Even
right.
if you're from Botswana,
okay.
you'd
right.
be more.
I, all right, bro. All right, no problem.
Yeah.
I.
What's it been a doing? She's obviously going to perform Naledi and
yeah.
the other songs.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Good things, big things. All right,
I'm gonna send you this one. This thing, so that we check it out. Check it out. We haven't done a song in a while, dog.
A song?
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Hey, you can check out your WhatsApp though. Hey, wait a minute. Literally, what? Man, our thing is so. We are doing everything as it happens. Well, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
Hey man, go on.
It is what it is. I hear
it.
People see, like, people go back to these episodes one day and see, hey, Malita about to haka, man.
Fa. Yo. I got an email. Okay, where's the thing that just opened?
What's go on,
oh, go on, give me that thing.
It's a snippet.
It's a snippet. Okay.
Ah, no problem. We'll check out another one.
Okay.
These cats have gang songs.
Give him a man. We'll
check out this one next. Okay, on Ish Nagizoro. Is it Oneies? Or Oneies? Or what? I don't know, fam.
Okay, there are no songs here. Full songs.
No. It's just snippets, I guess.
Yeah. Do they have links to songs?
That's what I was sent to me.
Let's try someone else. I don't see any links. This song is out. Wait. try to look for some links, guys. Yeah, I don't share no links. If you don't share links...
Okay, check out the next one that I sent you.
If you don't share links, you can't follow. Follow.
Hey, Kuni. That's the artwork.
Manelo.
Ego.
Engineered by Mox.
JT on the beat. Production on.
JT on the beat. JT on the beat.
Yeah, we don't need you again, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. That's what happens. It takes time.
Okay.
Hello, I told you, man.
Play that.
I want to get the intro.
Just play that one, bro.
Okay, let's hear this.
Let's see what you guys got. And remember, guys, please send your stuff to neighborhoodwatchbw@gmail.com. Don't send to my number, please, guys. Ish. Levanti, and I can't keep up.
Out of my lane, you don't know my pain, so Scott, I gon' judge a boy.
I'm the type to hit the one.
I can't be chilling with no guy. These trees get me high. So high. I be chilling in the sky.
I fly.
So high. They hate cause I'm fly like a pelican. And be that bad, I sound so American. Like a mouse, I'm at the cheese. If it ain't money, I'm rolling these trees. Out of my lane.
Radio
do
can't
me the
keep
big
up.
Fish.
Radio can't keep up. Yeah.
Do me the big fish. Hey, do me. Mm-hmm. Hey, do me is heavy though.
Yo. There's too many heavy people in this country.
The last one that I sent you.
The last one that you sent.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right.
This is the Carter. Let's hear my Jita.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Okay. Let's tell the people who it is first.
Yeah.
I don't.
T-Flow.
T-Flow.
Manelo. Engineering by Mox Panda. And production by JT on the beat.
Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't really care about rappers topping the charts. As long as my proceeds are always top notch. Expensive asses, some Texas rappers like BUS. I'm at my high school crush at the mall, I didn't expect that. Phone boomerang backpacks to Gucci backpacks. Gave him a number, but still, I didn't text back. Reminded of the time she said I couldn't fit her standards. Yo, okay, nigga, tell me something. What did he hear this kind of an act? I never caught an L because I blame my cuss well. Game crazy, everybody boiling on Instagram. Fuck the gram, I just try to make sure my boy dies on the net. That's the net worth money, internet. I hate my own shrink up every time I feel like I need a van. Bold of a whore to assume that I ain't need her. Bold of a bro to assume I can fly bullets. Questions like, is my Nilo dope son is so rhetorical? This is real hip hop, stop shut up, done that bitch's flip flops. I don't chase money, I just chill then it comes to me, bro. Yeah.
I'm out. Who's next?
I kill my ego. That's how you become a hero. I kill my ego. That's how you become a hero. Wait, I kill my ego. That's how you become a hero. Kill my ego. That's how you become a hero. I wanna fly higher than an eagle.
Ha!
I kill my ego. That's how
how you become a hero. I kill my ego, that's how you become a hero. Wait, I kill my ego, that's how you become a hero. Kill my ego, that's how you become a hero. Gonna fly higher than an eagle. Yeah, got a big ego. Yeah, I know that. I'm like JT with them beats, bro. Came from zero, now I'm hero. I'm in God level, you can't stop me. Ill Sounds Records, yeah, they got me. Gave me dirt, I gave them flowers back. Pride is the devil, ego is the cousin. Niggas dating by my fam loving. Ain't running, I'm just zagging to the top, I ain't stopping. Going up against me, nigga, better be prepared. Niggas scared of the truth, they just choosing the dead. Demi's leading when I'm in the booth. Gotta appreciate Mox Panda. Yeah, I know I'm the underdog. Badimu baka badilu araba. Push a hustle like a panda da. COVID made things difficult. Y'all niggas just see through. My rhymes do what a drill do. T-Flow.
Yeah.
Montana rap. That's what's up.
That's what's up,
nigga. Sounds Records. Yo, we're getting it. 2021. Shout out to my homie Manelo. We're getting it.
Hey. What do you think?
I like the beat.
Okay.
I don't like the song.
Same here. Ash. Yeah. Ah,
The beat was jiggy. It sounded clean. The engineering sounded nice as well. But the creativity was, it was too rigid, you know. Usually when you get on a jiggy song, you shouldn't try to prove a point where it's like, I have dope punchlines or I have dope rap flows or abilities, like I can switch up. Just accompany what the beat is already doing. And that beat was telling you, have a good time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I felt like the rappers didn't listen to the beat and give it that good time feel with it. They're not wag, but the lyrical content was a bit too
All right.
So for me, I'd give it a 5 out of 10.
And the beat was all right. There's nothing special about it, honestly. Even the flow, bruh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Man, 4 out of 10. Yeah.
On to next.
That's
how much
a
time
rap,
have we left it?
That's a wrap.
Oh, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
That's a wrap.
Announcements real quick. Botswana, BW Musicians Botswana, BWMB, these guys here are doing registrations for their new society.
Okay.
It's pretty much contesting BOMU.
Okay.
They're trying to be the new BOMU or be an organization that runs parallel to BOMU. So,
right,
if you're interested in registering and fighting for your musicians'
ship
rights,
musicianship,
musicianship rights, go to their Facebook and register, or do that. And I think that's about it.
All
right.
Today.
Other than that, if you want to advertise,
if you want to advertise, just call the number, you know, down below. You can see it down below. And please go watch Tefo Moiti's interview, you know, pretty dope interview, voiceover artist. On our platform, we bring on people that normally wouldn't see or hear from them on other platforms.
Yeah.
So go check out that interview and look forward to the next episode next week, Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll be live. So that's it.
Aye, cool. Shut up, Kanye West.
Neighborhood Watch, BW.
See you guys next week.
Peace.